Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of Days of Our Lives. You can call in and talk to us at 914-338-1239. You can call in using Skype. Check us out daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can friend us on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can find that on our show page, a link directly to that page. And you can follow us on Twitter at Diva of Dual. And tonight is our 50th episode.
Woo! 50.
Yeah.
I vote.
It's been about a little over 2 years now. Yeah, mm-hmm. We started the show about 2 years ago. So that's not including interviews.
50 shows. Yeah,
50 shows. So Marianne's been to almost all of them. So we have Marianne here tonight.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Anna.
Hello.
I see we have a caller on hold. We're going to wait a few minutes and we'll get you on, so just be patient with us. And I think Blog Talk Radio sounds like it's acting a little funny today, so if you're having a hard time in the chat room, it looks like there might be chat room problems, so just try to be patient about the chat room. See, it was working, and then all of a sudden it looks like it's not working. But I don't know if you guys saw the news today. Soap Opera Network is reporting that Brian Dottillo is not coming back to the show.
And
that's a shame. And they said basically Days is not interested in bringing him back at this time, but like everybody associated with the show wants him back. They know the fans want him back, but they don't see basically where to fit him in, I guess, at this point. So I was wondering what you guys thought about Brian not returning, Lucas not returning.
Uh-huh. I was hoping he would. I was really hoping he and his father, Bill, in the form of John Martin, would come back. Of course, John could still come back, I guess. But, Bill, in the form of John Martin, could come back. Because I really thought he was pretty hot. Okay, I like me some Bill. What can I say? Yeah, that's a bummer that they put that out, because it's like I was really hopeful seeing his name circulated more recently and everything. I was really thinking maybe he was going to be back.
Especially with all the Hortons and that coming back, and they're getting back to the Hortons and Brady's and him being a Horton. I thought he'd be back. It would be the right time to bring him back, I think. I don't know who you put him with, though.
It really sucks that they're going to be, dedicating this Horton Square or whatever, have this big event in honor of his grandparents, and he's not there. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe another time. Maybe.
Maybe another time.
And Chandler Massey said, I think it was to About Days, that website. That looks, I think it was them, and also Freddie Smith also confirmed it. Looks like the whole Will and Sonny thing is not going to happen. It looks like they're not going to make Will gay. And after the love scene this week, I think that was a bad choice. Because I'm not buying Will as straight at all whatsoever.
You're not buying that Will is straight? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do not buy Will as straight at all.
Yeah, those love scenes. Of course, they're young, so I don't know.
Yeah, they're young and whatever.
They're young.
I saw the afterglow.
Wasn't that supposed to be their first time, both their first time, too?
Yeah.
Awkward anyway, so yeah, of course, So.
Yeah, but it was even awkward after it was over. I mean, it's kind of sad.
I think they are probably writing it that way, too, don't you think? Because they were leading
to make
up
it,
to this
because that's
story,
usually
yeah.
what the way it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just Will and Gabby are just awkward all the time.
Yeah. I understand. I don't really see them as a, I don't know. I don't see the chemistry there, maybe.
Right.
Comfortableness or something.
Friends,
yeah, I don't really. I don't see. Yeah. I agree there. Maybe Gabby with somebody else.
Gabby's really pretty
mm-hmm.
and everything. I mean,
but
really
I like
good.
Chad with
Sweet.
Abby, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Chad with Abby, too.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, I got the chat room back on. Maybe I was the one with the problem. Okay,
and
cool.
It's hard. This is, I can't watch the chat room because my computer's down right now, and it's like, oh, man. It's like I can't enjoy Save Jack and Rex and Sally and all those guys in there.
Yeah.
Hi, anyway. I'm with you in spirit.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, and that reminds me. Hopefully this week we'll have an interview announcement, and this is an interview you don't want to miss. And we're really excited about it. Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled on the blog. So, but yes, yeah, so we're just, if we got a yes, we're just waiting for the day. So we're pretty excited about that. And you know what? I'm going to put your caller on. This poor thing's been on hold long enough.
Oh.
Hi, Angela.
Oh, okay.
There she is.
Hey,
hi,
Angela.
Angela.
Hi.
Congratulations on your 50th episode.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone sent gold.
Thank you.
Isn't that the 50th anniversary gift, gold? And it's up to 800 right now.
Or is it still, yeah.
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 Well, your 16th of an ounce will be coming soon.
I'll take it.
I'll just have an earring stud.
I like my gold and silver.
Mhm. Absolutely. Yeah, I was listening to what y'all were talking about, and I think it's interesting that they're backing off a little bit more on the Will story too. I think I like the character of Sonny that they're bringing on. I think Freddie Smith, I think that's the actor's name, is really doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Yeah. So who are they going to put him with, though?
Well,
that's
true.
Not Will.
I think they're trying to make it, just move it a little bit slower so that you've really got an investment in who Sonny is. I mean, he still has only been on the show a couple of weeks, really. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it may be that they really want us to, you know, really be attached to him, and
mm-hmm.
which I think is a good thing, because, you know, to bring in people and, you know, have them there a week or two without a real investment and then create.
Which is what
this.
They've done in the past, like with Melanie and stuff. They've overkilled, you know, when they first come on, you know, so.
Exactly. And you know, I know I probably sound like an old woman, and maybe I am, or at least a middle-aged woman, but I, with situation with Will, I think he's just too young. I mean, I think, you know, it certainly is that there are young people are going through questioning, you know, all sorts of things at that age, but I don't know. I think, you know, Will is a legacy character. You know, with the show, and, you know, while, you know, Chandler Massey's only been in that role, what, a year, over a year and a half, but the
mm-hmm.
character itself has been around for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's supposed to be 18 on the show, but we know, you know, those years never work out in real life exactly the same. I think it would be very risky for them to put Will, somebody that's a legacy character that people have been invested in for more than a decade, And into that, especially right away. So I don't know. I guess I'm probably a little bit relieved that maybe they're going to go slower with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because hopefully if they still go that route, they handle it in a classy way and not a rushed, you know, hey, we're
right.
just trying to get publicity by having a gay storyline, you know. Cause
right, they
I
need to have it done
was,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I was
exactly.
impressed with, I have to admit, I was ready not to like the kid. And I mean, immediately liked the kid that plays Sonny. I mean, totally
mm-hmm.
like him, think he's, you know.
Oh,
really
yeah. I like him.
Cute, talented, and he strikes the right balance. He's very, he plays the character as very confident but not cocky. I mean, he's just a very likable character. And so I think they're right. I think they're right, too. Even if they go with a Sonny gay storyline with another character or something,
mm-hmm.
I think they're right to do the slow burn, because, I mean, look at Maggie and Victor, you know. I mean, they were slow burn, mm-hmm. but they were, I mean, people tuned in to watch, you know. That's like mm-hmm. back in the old days, you know. So I'm the same with Stefano and Kate, you know, slow burn, but people loved it, you know. So I think no matter what type of love storyline it is, I think it's good that they're hopefully trying to dial it back a little bit and do it right.
I think so, too. And I got the impression from the scene, Gabby and Will, this past week, too, that it was, you know, it was awkward, but I think it should have been awkward. So I think I kind of agree with that, that even though it was, I'm not, but I think that they're the, you know, they're not a classic Shell duo in my mm-hmm. mind.
They're definitely not both.
Oh, yeah.
They're not both.
Both or Shell, yeah, no.
But, you know, I think, you know, like I said, it's, you know, he's just in college, and I mean, there's, you know, if they would spend the time to tell a realistic story of, you know, a couple, you know, starting out in college and whether they stay together and all that, you know, just that story to me could be a good story, you know, if told. Mm-hmm. Well, any story could be good mm-hmm. if told correctly. We haven't seen too much mm-hmm. told correctly in a while, so mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see how they do it, but I'm happy to see it go a little bit slower, and I think they're doing a great job as far as developing the Sunny character and getting people invested in him. And I'm always anxious to see more of Judy Evans and Wally Kurth too, because I like sure. like those two
oh,
characters.
Yeah. Anything to see more of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, having that
to give them
and, you
more
know,
of a storyline.
Exactly, and you know, I think another thing that I have to praise is I think that the folks, you know, that Dave's 45 Online has, you know, they've made an awful lot of effort to really reach out, at least
uh-huh.
through Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot
uh-huh.
of us
yeah,
are involved in tweeting back and forth.
Did you do the scavenger hunt the other night?
I did.
The Save Jack and Jen twisted my arm into.
Yeah, I got in the middle of it, but I didn't. I came in too late. But, yeah, I saw they had that. That was
well, I have to admit I wouldn't have had number 4 and 5 if I hadn't pilfered off of Save Jack and Jen's Twitter feed. But, hey, they didn't say it mattered how we got the information, right?
Well, I think it was, yeah, I'll say SJ, but I think that, you know, she was right in saying, too, you know, the very first thing, if you, and I have been to some events, so I do have some pictures out there that I could upload, but if you've not been to an event, I think Ben helped us try to figure out, you know, okay, well, how can someone who hasn't been to an event and they don't have a picture of, you know, themselves and James Scott, you know,
mm-hmm.
how can they,
mm-hmm.
you know, get all that to post? But I think
what
I mean,
I know I have a personal, oh, that's in my bedroom. I'm sorry. No, okay, anyway. Oops, I wasn't
I
supposed to.
I
get
a picture with James Scott.
I'm so sorry, James.
I have one.
I was not trying mm-hmm. to reveal anything, and I just slipped.
Well, these personal stories, you know.
Somehow you guys don't believe me. No.
I think that they're doing a good job, and they're really reaching out. And I think that, you know, is something that you don't have that personal touch really with any of the other shows, and certainly we haven't had it before. So I think that's
right.
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing that they have, you know, really, you know, kind of gotten. Taken and gotten an extra little niche out here. Again, I don't know how
yeah.
big the community is on Twitter. If it's, yeah, you know, obviously there weren't 100 of us that that did the scavenger hunt, but I think that's an excellent way to start. And I mean, you know, you can ask
yeah.
questions, and you don't always get an answer. Eventually, you do, or you get a comment. I know. I think I was tweeting with Marianne earlier today. You know,
mm-hmm.
I forgot if it was Thursday or Friday. That they were asking, you know, she was talking about just different, you know, video montages, and people were submitting things, and they said ESP 1371, I'm not sure exactly the correct name,
right,
but she had submitted one of Madeline's the American
Pie. Oh, yeah,
Pie,
loved that.
All
American
love.
Pie, yeah.
That
oh,
may
that
be one
so
of the best
awesome.
Ones that are out there, period.
Oh,
and,
it put such a smile on my face when I watched that. I was like, oh.
It is.
Yeah,
well,
so that
was
the one she submitted. Yeah, that was good.
Honestly,
yeah.
that was one of my favorite eras when Anna first came back. I forgot that she was in that black, like, cloak thing or whatever that was, hood
mm-hmm.
and everything. was so secretive and everything. Yeah. And, I mean, they really did, you know, they really did start that story off well, you know. Mm-hmm.
I think she's talking about American Pie, though, right, Angela?
I thought you were talking about the Demiras.
Oh, that's the one I posted, about the Demira rock and roll.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that's what brought up the conversation when Angela asked me. The American Pie one was the one that was tweeted today's 45 online.
I'm sorry.
Question that they answered.
And they responded back and said, you know, wow, you know, this is awesome. The Demira video I had not seen before. That's fantastic too.
That was good too. Yeah, anything we can send them that's like that, Demira. I thought that was a really good one.
I was thinking because I haven't heard a whole lot. Has anyone really heard a whole lot of spoilers about EJ coming up in the fall? I mean, I'm excited for the new writers and I'm excited for the new era. You know, Days 2.0.
Don't hear anything Demira.
But I've really not been hearing much Demira. And I was talking to somebody earlier on Twitter, like in direct message, and we were talking about EJ. And I said, you know that Where's Waldo shirt that he has that people joke about that he used to wear a lot. You know what I'm talking about? That shirt that's kind of like Where's Waldo? So we ought to do a thing and have a picture of him when he was wearing it and say, where's EJ? Or, you know, where's Waldo? Who cares about Waldo? Where's EJ? You know? But
T-shirts,
there's not a lot right now, but. Yeah.
Did you guys see the EJ for Mayor T-shirts?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that cute?
Oh.
The era and the mirror.
See those.
Yeah. I think Molly Burnett tweeted them. Yeah, I'll have to go look. But Molly Burnett tweeted him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, EJ for, looks like it was James's, what are they called? Scott Sirens. I recognize some of the girls. I think they're Scott Sirens.
Right.
Scott Sirens. They're James Scott Sirens.
Yeah, I kind of recognize them.
They did a fantastic job with those. And, I haven't heard a lot either about the stories for the fall. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of, you know, I guess theories and people making assumptions about what that storyline could really be about. I guess, you know, just talking in terms of it and just the whole realignment that I guess is supposed to start with the rewrites around August 19th, which thankfully is
middle
week
of August,
away.
Uh-huh.
And I have some pretty high expectations of what that realignment is going to show us in the next month, because that should at least lay the groundwork to where we can start to follow kind of what is going to be going on with Stefano, what is going to be going on with EJ and you know, Chad to a certain extent. I think even if they don't have a big line for Chad, Chad's kind of secured himself right now, at least as the boyfriend of Abigail. So kind of a different, you know, he's got kind of a deep, and we know Kate has, we do not much, we know Kate's got a big, has got a lot more going on. She's got all of her kids coming back, and she's got this new business and competition with Madison, the new characters that she's going to have, which is wonderful because Lauren is a great actress. Excited about seeing more of her because she's been underutilized. She's been utilized wonderfully with Stefano, but really she's still overall has been underutilized now for a good while.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's positive, but I'm anxious to see kind of how they lay some groundwork so that we have kind of a hint as to what is going to take place.
I'm kind of hoping Taylor gets run over next Friday, but that's probably not going to happen.
How are they going to get rid of her? Is she just going to leave town?
I heard she's going to be there probably until the new stuff starts, so I'm like,
I think her last day is the 23rd. The 23rd, but she, you know, I think her last air dates for them on the air. They've all finished taping, but I think Nadia's last day is like the 21st. I think air's the 21st or the 22nd, and Crystal Chappelle and
Dario.
Dario. I have no idea about
Dario. I forgot about him.
I just hope he's on the same bus going out of town because I want to make sure that
he's
pitiful.
You said about Crystal Chappelle. I'm really liking Carly and Quinn.
Yeah.
I could take Carly with Quinn. I don't know, but
he still does. I mean, she still doesn't even know who he is, though. I don't know. I can't get invested in it because I know that it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing when you know. Yeah, you can't.
Any of the stories, I would have been happy for them to have come up with
that.
And honestly, when they came up with that idea,
I mean, and I'm not a Carly fan, but I was thinking, you know, you're right, Marianne, and it is kind of entertaining the whole, you know, he's realizing that this is his mother's mortal enemy, and yet maybe he's
she
hot for her,
it.
And you know, yeah, I mean, that could actually be kind of fun. But now that we know that all three parties are leaving, at least I don't know. They keep saying they're bringing Quinn back, but I haven't heard anything about that. So, but anyway. Interesting, though. So, oh, well.
He has confirmed. It is confirmed that he's staying.
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he's taping. I don't think he's taping right now, so I don't know. Maybe it's going to come later in the fall or something, maybe.
I think that's what they've said. I kind of look at it as that they're still going to need some type of, I don't even know, from date. Somebody gave some great tweets. I can't remember now who it was that said, "Yeah, I now give up. I have no idea from day to day who Quinn is. You know, one day he's evil, and the next day he's a good guy. And so, you know, it's like this dichotomy that they can't. I can't reconcile it. I can't say is he going to come back as a villain. You know, a short term villain, or you know, a long term hero. Who knows?" I just think that
a little bit of both. That's what makes it interesting. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's the other thing too that has worried me a little bit is that in some of the interviews, maybe the one with Deidre Hall, she kept talking about everything being black and white, and that immediately kind of made me a little bit nervous.
Yeah, that makes me real nervous.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. But I didn't read
she
that.
She said
part.
What? What did
she say? A lot of the characters, you know, during the transition, during the realignment between August 19th and the 23rd of September, you know, that it's going to be there. I think I'm pretty sure, again, it's been a little while because that was one of the first interviews I read, that, you know, a lot of the characters are going to be very black and white so that, you know, you really.
Oh, how interesting
know.
Is that going to be?
Well, gray is the best for
some. Don't they get it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I think that's what we want. That we want, and we don't want all good guys either. I don't want to just like, you know, yeah, love and romance if it's done right. But then intermixed with that, you want, you know, still want the bad guys
exactly.
trying to get in between. Yes, and break them. You know, the whole Stefano thing was. You know, I don't know. We'll wait and see. I guess.
I guess so too. I just hope that they really. That it's a lot clearer in terms of the direction, especially, like I said, especially for the DiMera family, because I think they're so important. And, you know, it's, you know, life would not be very interesting in Salem without them, I don't think.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything else. I think it's Jason 47 that usually lists out the contract dates, and heavens, they were 3 months, I think, posting anything for James Scott, you know, after his due date. So, you know, I don't think it necessarily means anything that they haven't updated, at least.
No. No, it's not always accurate either.
Really?
Yeah.
So hopefully, we're that's going to be worked out. But I think it's, certainly the getting a chance to see the promo, the September promo, and get to see a little bit of the Horton Square is absolutely beautiful. They've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoyed the promo.
Yeah, enjoyed the
I really did.
So did I.
Thought that was
I'm just hoping.
Like that. Go ahead.
No, I'm just hoping the DiMeras don't get screwed in all of it.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm thinking,
honestly, I mean, I'm trying to support
the
show.
They're not
going to
be centered for sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I'm excited for the new stuff, and I'm really trying to support the show and everything. But, you know, I'm sorry, but Marlena 24/7 is not going to get me to watch any more than it is now. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I might watch the
it's
first
right
few,
there back,
but it's like.
But
if it becomes like Rafe 1 and 2, where that's all we see is, you know, Deidre and Gary and Austin, everybody, you know, I mean, they're fine, but I just, you know, I guess I'm just, I think we're all protective of the Demiras, all of them, and we don't,
well,
don't
that's
want them
why.
To get
lost
and all that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
so.
I think it's, you know, there has to be, you know, conflict,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so it, mm-hmm. you know, that's what makes the drama and makes it exciting.
Yeah, and if the bad guys are people we don't know, then we don't care. They're expendable. They're not people we invest in. So, like, if the good guys, you know, catch some bad guys that we don't care about, then so what? Who cares, you know? But, like, you know, back when they were doing the, you know, the first part of the love letters and all, when it's like you got the Demiras and you've got Bope and you've got Steve and, you know, they're all kind of mixed in together. And all. That was fun. You know, that was a lot
of
fun.
Yeah, that was fun. That
Tony
was good.
And Anna or
Tony
Andre
and Anna.
Andre and Anna and then Tony. So, I don't know. So
the bar
I guess we'll just have to see how it goes, but
I think mm-hmm. I think one thing that was interesting to me, and I maybe wasn't really thrilled with it, but on Friday afternoon, I've forgotten now which entity it was, but anyway, there was an interview done with Galen, you know, when they, you know, had everybody come on site, I guess Wednesday. This past week to do more interviews about the show, promotion and so forth, and there was I saw this. It was posted on the Dating and Royalty site, and you know, and he went into they had part of, you know, pretty standard and stock interview about, you know, what was going on with the show and the excitement about the September promo and so forth, but then it was almost like they kind of went off into a just casual conversation talking about where he liked to go on vacation and things like that, and it went, and then she asked a question about John Black's arrest
mm-hmm.
in the promo.
Yeah,
and so he went into some detail there, and it kind of just made me kind of almost be a little bit squeamish, because of course, like I said, you know, John Black is clearly a good guy, and I think we were anticipating that he's coming back as a good guy, and they've said he's coming back as a good guy. He's not even coming back as New John. I mean, they've said that. But
I was kind of looking for New John. I was wanting New John, but oh well.
I know. I'm like, it was funny. But I think that it's anyway, just it concerned me a little bit, because he went into I won't go into the, especially somebody hasn't seen it, I won't go into detail what he said. But, you know, that part, the portion, if all of us, I think most of us have read Secret and Salem by Sherry Anderson, I think, at some
mm-hmm.
point.
Yeah.
A number of months now since even I've read it, and I have to kind of think about it. Again, I read the other book too, so I'm just trying to keep the story straight. But it sounded like, from what the interview, it's like they had taken at least some ideas that were used. I don't think they were necessarily John Black's character's story, and used a little portion of that in, you know, in this, you know, reason for John's arrest. At least, again, this is all, you know, all of these interviews lasted minutes. You know, it's not like we can.
Because I'm going to say, when he left Salem, he didn't leave. Like, why are they arresting him? This is supposed to be something he's done while he was away, I guess.
Right, but if it was something significantly bad, I mean, it wasn't. The John, there is
probably
a portion
nothing.
Of the, what now?
Is it something nothing that big or nothing that?
The crime or whatever, the crime or the reason that he's being arrested is a significant thing, and it was a portion of a theme that was used in Sherry's first book, but it wasn't that John Black was at fault in doing it or being accused of it. As I recall, again, I need to go back because it's been about eight months.
Right,
But it was a significant thing, and then I go back and I think about the interview that Daryl Thomas and Marlee McPherson did, when Errol Lewis from Soap Opera Network asked them very specifically, you know, if they leveraged, you know, some of the ideas and story from Sherry's books. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he asked them that. He asked them pretty specifically that. And they said, you know, very, very much no, that really they based everything off of their knowledge of the characters back from the 90s and bits and pieces of things that they've derived. The storyline that Galen is blinking. I would find it kind of hard to believe that no one that they can't. I mean, again, it was not what Galen described very briefly is not exactly what I read in the book, but it's a significant enough aspect of that book.
Yeah, specific enough. Yeah,
that I would find it hard to believe that they can say yes, we've leveraged some ideas from Sherry's book.
Well, that could be an interesting situation.
I felt that. I tweeted a little bit about it, and I copied Days 45 online on it because, yeah, they've done such a great job in terms of the flow of information, I think, up to this point, keeping secrets and not, but, you know, and revealing things. But I kind of, I don't know, and maybe that's because I'm, you know, obviously Sherry was one of the best writers we've ever had on Days, and, you know, I think a lot of her work. That maybe I'm overly sensitive, but that was kind of an interesting thing. I did tweet about that. I'm anxious to see if I hear anything back from, or if we hear anything else from Days 45 on it. Again, because it could have just been, I got the impression from just watching the interview online with Galen is that he was just talking really casually, and, you know, maybe that was not something he was even supposed to explain.
Yeah, I think somebody tweeted something like, why is he the only one that can get away with spilling things and not get in trouble for it or something like that.
I didn't know
at the time what it was in reference to, but that's
exactly it. And that's, I was the same way because that came out early in the day and I saw that and I thought, what does that mean? And yeah, it was several hours later before I read that interview and so forth, and then I thought, you know, so I don't know. Again, it could mean absolutely nothing. And I said even in the tweet, you know, all of these videos that we've seen probably don't add up to 8 minutes. So, we're kind of, it's all the information we have. So, therefore, we dissect seconds, you know.
Sure.
That'll be interesting to see. And, like I said, to me, I'm looking forward to seeing the next month because I have suffered through. I swore around the 1st of July I was not going to watch anymore until September.
I saw a tweet by Previews that cracked me up, and I can't quote it exactly because I don't have it in front of me, but it was something to the effect, you know, Sammy sits Rafe down and discusses the fact that, you know, how Carrie's in her history of swapping husbands or something like that. That was funny.
Can you imagine that they actually went and started talking about having children this past week?
I
heard of that.
Oh, goodness. You know, if that was really part of what Dina had planned, you know, heaven knows. I mean, you know, there's so many jokes about the little old lady in the shoe, you know, shoe or whatever. But, I mean, seriously, and you know, it's just, I don't know. But anyway, I won't get into all that. But I do, like I said, it'll be interesting to see what they do.
It's like Sammy has all the kids and Nicole has none. Kind of like,
well,
you know, like Stefano had all
the
kids,
spoiler.
Tony had none. Yeah, weird.
Yeah, I saw the spoiler regarding Sammy. It's a false positive pregnancy test due to a medical condition.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically Sammy has health problems. I saw what it could be. I mean, there's a chance it's cancer. So,
well, and then it could just go away in the next 2 weeks when the story's
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It could be seasonal cancer, like
happen.
What they gave Kate a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, that's the other thing, too, about, you know, just having fired, you know, and let go of these people so long ago and then just drag this thing out. You know, when we know good and well these certain people are leaving, we know for a fact that Sammy is finally going to get a job and head to the workforce and work with Max and James. I mean, that's been, you know, published a good bit. So we know she's going to have a job. So, you know, you would think if that's a big push of the story, she wouldn't have a major medical crisis going on. She wouldn't be, you know, having to be treated for type of major situation there and work at the same time, more than life. Although that is a real life situation.
Yeah,
people do have to do that.
Yeah, sure.
But
since when is Dave's talk focused on real life?
Real life.
Well, hey, I really want to get to the topic that I've been wanting to talk about all week, and it's Daniel finally got to see Maggie's boobies. So that means they're now an item.
God.
Look for the second date next week.
So are we going to have a Daniel Maggie romance?
Would that be Daggy?
Better watch out.
Or would that be Manuel?
Saggy.
Saggy?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that just, oh man, that just sounds wrong somehow.
Really, he's gone after first it was Chelsea, right, then
mm-hmm.
Kate,
oh,
then
boy.
Chloe, yeah.
And Jennifer.
Yeah. Then Jennifer, yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, four of them.
So that's
four
what I'm saying,
station.
Poor Maggie's is painful.
Yes.
And I mean, because we knew Maggie was going to survive, those scenes cracked me up, and it's like, Lexi, once again, this is somebody she cares about. She's like, well, you might as well just give up, Daniel. It's over. They're dead.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost like she's got a golf game she's got
to
get to or something.
She came up on Tony
right away. I know.
Yeah.
It's like, I forgot to set the DVR for my soap. Let's wrap this up now so I can get home, you know? Like, whatever. So, when she came back to life and Lexi's like, you did it. I wanted to barf. You know, oh, please. At least Daniel admitted it was a miracle and not him. For now, that's a switch right there, because he's been the miracle working pervy doctor for how long now? So now he's just pervy doctor, I guess. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just had to get that off my no pun intended chest. So Jennifer's now going to get jealous of Maggie because, you know, Daniel's seen her boobies. And now next thing you know, Maggie will be walking around in non-skid socks, and we'll have to worry about that. So.
But how cute is Victor, so concerned about Maggie.
I know, I
love
him.
Oh, John Ansem is playing that so well. It's like, oh,
yeah.
No.
And they're giving him the same cheesy lines they always give in these situations, but he's underacting so much, it seems, you know, more in character.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He could be chewing
exactly.
the scenery, and he's not chewing the scenery. He's, you
right.
know, he just seems profoundly sad and in shock and
right.
kind of quiet.
Yeah.
He's doing
like he's
a great
not weeping
job.
And, yeah, he's not weeping, hollering, and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, hyperventilating.
No.
You know,
yeah.
he's really
no.
calm and sedate. I thought he's doing a great job. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. He's amazing. I love him.
Yeah, I was just shocked, too, when I read all the spoilers. Oh, Daniel saves Maggie's life. So I watched this, I'm like, he gave up on her, and she came back on her own.
Yeah, and they declared her dead.
Now,
yeah.
please let the writers not use the safe, the Sammy and Rafe thing of, I felt your kinetic energy from the other room and I came back to life because I was, no, I don't know. No, but I mean, that would be sweet in Victor Maggie's case, but it made me gag with Sammy and Rafe when they were, like,
mm-hmm.
having that cosmic, I know he's thinking about me right now.
Or somehow they could have had Victor rush into the room or something and all of a sudden and said something to Maggie. Her heart's, you know, started.
Yeah. But that might have been, yeah, that's true. But, you know, anyway, you're right, Carrie. That was well played by John, definitely.
Yeah,
I just didn't understand all the spoilers saying Daniel saved her. I mean, he gave up, and she came back to life on her own. I don't understand what the spoilers. Did they really think Daniel saved her?
Probably because Lexi was like, you did it. She sounded like she was like 14. She sounded like she was a 14-year-old girl, and he was Justin Bieber. I mean, come on. I love Lexi, but come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, I thought
Rex
she was
going to
jump
chat.
Over the table and high-five him or something. Or I don't know.
Yeah, Rex
I,
in the chat room saying that Lexi... Yeah, Lexi needs to go back to being a cop, and I think so, too. So far, she's been just a crappy doctor.
They can't afford to lose any more doctors. When I first saw that she was, I saw that she was assisting, I was like, oh, no, Maggie's really going to die, isn't she?
Yes, yep.
Well, they lost one doctor, Lexi, they don't have it, too. So I don't know if they can afford to lose anybody else. But but were y'all kind of offended about the fact that they even went there with Maggie?
With what? Went where?
That she got
shot? Having her shot and then, you know, having her flatliner and so forth. And then, you know, with us all knowing from the beginning that she wasn't really dead. But I guess, I don't know, I'm kind of protective of that character.
I could see it happening,
kind of
her doing that. you know, worried about Victor and his life.
Like a lot of times they use that as a convention to show the character's true feelings and stuff. And so I think it's just sort of a vehicle. I don't know where else it could lead, but I know it seems to me like just a vehicle for what, to give them an opportunity to show a different level of their relationship and everything. Here they're finally gotten together. And they both admit they love each other, and then she gets shot. I mean, that's sort of like typical soap stuff, I guess. But but no, that part didn't really bother me. But I can see why it might. But I was okay with it because I knew she was gonna live.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, people are freaking out on Facebook. They're like, oh, my God, they're going to kill us, Maggie. Seriously.
Yeah.
They were.
People
are freaking out.
These are people
that don't read Spoiler Digest.
Yeah, or spoilers. And come on, this is May, you know. And most of the time, not everybody stays dead in Salem for the majority of the time.
Unless their contract is renewed, they're going to live. And remember Jennifer's remarkable recovery. I think she went from not having a heart in her body to like having coffee with her daughter at the Brady Pub in like 3 days. So,
Yeah, and after seven people have come back from the dead, I mean, come on, how much can you believe? I mean, really.
I'm gonna drop off and let y'all continue. I just, like I said, just it's been fun talking with you ladies again.
Yeah.
Again, congratulations on the 50th episode too.
Okay.
Y'all are great.
We're and don't forget the gold. We're accepting all gold.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Thanks Angela.
Bye.
Oh, she's sweet. Thanks, Angela, for calling and being such a great fan.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, she's a big fan of Dave. Yeah, she's always on Twitter. And she's a Demira fan, too. And also, she's always fighting for to bring Tony back, too.
That's right.
So, yeah, I thank her for that, too.
Definitely. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think. Anything Taylor-related, I fast-forward, or I don't even bother watching, so I don't know what's going on with her, nor do I care.
Oh, basically with her, by the way, I did retweet Molly Burnett's Twitter picture of Casey Diedrich in the DJ Premier t-shirt and the Demira. So if anybody hasn't seen it yet, I retweeted
it. I'll have to check that out.
You can find it at Diva of Dole. Taylor, I don't know if EJ is trying to protect Taylor, but he backtracked and told her this week, oh, yeah, he was behind the whole shooting.
That's right.
Yeah, so that did happen this week, and she's not buying it. And there's a weird spoiler out there. Well, we know she competes with Sammy to get that job with Madison in September. But then there's this weird spoiler I just saw. It says Taylor joining the police force, which I just think that's absolutely flipping hysterical.
Taylor?
Taylor.
I know she's smaller than Hope. So I just can't see that.
That's funny.
I don't know.
She's an accountant. Besides that, she's an accountant. I mean, that's not really like, you can't just go from accountant to police officer overnight. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in Salem you can. In Salem you can.
Yes.
Anybody can be a police officer in Salem.
Given her judgment, I'm thinking that wouldn't be the best job for her.
Oh, no.
Lack of
qualifications.
Yeah. Not unless you want to wine someone to death.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
Rob has been annoying.
Don't whine. I'll go in. Don't whine anymore, please. Is Roman what? Roman's been what?
Said Roman's been like a real pain lately.
He's waiting around again. Madeline is on the line, so we got to get Madeline on.
Madeline,
there
who?
She is.
Hey, Madeline.
I saw like one episode of Dave this week.
You didn't?
I did. I watched one.
One.
Mary, you were talking about
EJ and Thad having it out.
Oh, that was a good one, the EJ and Stefano fight. That was really good.
Oh, my God, that was excellent.
Yes.
Oh, yes. James was great. Oh, my God.
Chad trying to save his life, and EJ wanted
Chad
to
was, yeah, yeah, he was good. Yeah. But, yeah, James was excellent. The anger, and, yeah, he was good. And Stefano, all three of them together were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really were. They really were,
yeah.
I think I like
and
the way
Lexi
they
too
really...
coming in, you know, and yelling. She was good too. So with Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
How?
I haven't watched that whole episode yet. I saw Kate come in and say, "Oh, he needs his insulin or something like that." And went running out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She
like
was
how,
there for a little bit. Yeah.
I hear they had some good scenes and stuff together. So. I'm anxious to watch that. I started to watch it, but I didn't get all the way.
Yeah,
to
and Chad stuck up. You know, he stuck up for Stefano and said that he didn't know anything when you know he did. You know, so
yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Go and hope.
But he said
he felt guilty.
He told
didn't
EJ.
Rat on him.
No, but he told EJ he felt like crap or like you know he hated doing
Good.
It, but he didn't.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I think it
well,
was
they were
really
good
key
scenes,
that
I just. It just irritates me to have them just rewrite and just have. I mean, it's just you can see where they're going with Chad. They've done
well, yeah.
They've done it for every single kid. It's just not interesting anymore.
Mm-hmm. But now even EJ's fighting. He's trying to get out
Chad,
now.
Seeing Tony part, you know, 5 or 6 is just not
right.
Well, I like the way
they... I like Chad, but I like Chad in addition to Tony, too, you know.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well,
they
only
yeah.
with
yeah,
Chad.
It's the younger son.
Tony,
it goes without
with,
saying.
They've
mm-hmm.
done it with, they did it with Kristen and Peter and EJ and Lexi and now Chad. I mean, which kid of his, you know, doesn't go through this saying stupid things?
Yeah, they all have, right. There should be one, though, that sticks with him and would be as bad as he is, but... I guess
well,
it's
I
really...
just can't believe this is the only storyline they can come up with for a demerit kid, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The writers...
But the best star is when they're fighting and arguing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, Lexi was great this week. She said to Stefano,
mm-hmm.
all your kids are either miserable or dead.
Yeah.
And
miserable
she,
or dead. It's
yeah,
true.
And Joe's. Yeah, and Joe's reaction on Joe's girl's face was just...
Miserable
yeah,
dead
I mean,
or ignorant.
Yeah. Miserable or dead is what she said, yeah.
Yeah,
That's funny. Huh. That's a good line.
So,
yeah, I like that. I didn't see that part, but...
yeah, it's true. I mean,
what's that? It is true.
It's true. Well, I think most of the kids are dead, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is pretty deep right there.
It was.
Well, you know, she should have said, you know, most your kids are all either miserable, dead, or presumed dead.
Or presumed dead.
I would have been
nobody in Salem. Nobody in Salem knows. But nobody in Salem. Nobody in Salem knows that Kristen is not dead, though. It's not like she's
that
just
is true.
Presumed.
No.
No,
yeah,
they
don't know.
I'm talking about Tony being presumed dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they've got a body there,
yeah.
too. So, you know.
But everybody in Salem
I mean,
thinks Kristen's dead, but we know she's not. The fans know.
As far
know,
as
I mean,
Dina's concerned, that's the way she's writing it. She, you know, she's like Jay, she's like Riley. If it's her history, she pays attention to it. If it's any other writer's history, you know, she could step over it.
Except for even she's not owning up to the Gemini twins. Because Kate's not allowed to have
nobody is.
She didn't write the Gemini twins.
Oh,
that
I thought
was
she
the,
did.
That
no.
was the pair of writers. That was the head writers before her. And I bet it wasn't even them. I'll bet it was Ken Corday.
Oh, well, maybe.
Or NBC. Because nothing else they wrote was that bad. So I just can't believe it was them. That was just like the stupidest thing ever. So maybe it was her, and it was her idea, and she went to Ken Corday, but who knows?
Yeah.
That was just that was right on par with Bo and Hope being bounty hunters and Jen and Jack doing that stupid TV show in their house and all the other stuff she came up with. But.
Well, hey, now starting August 19th, we can play that game, Find the Rewrite, if you can say it. Oh, I can't say it. Find the rewrites. You know, like when you're watching this show, you can go, there was a rewrite right there.
That was a rewrite.
See, we can even have a drinking game for that. You know, like, you know, all of a sudden, Chloe starts talking about, I need to find a job in Vienna again. You know, I need to get back to, you know, like, rewrite. I don't know. I'm being a dork. So. Well, let's hope it goes well. Hope they can pull it together.
I take it you guys saw the preview that they did.
Yeah.
On YouTube now.
Did
you talk about it before? Did I miss it?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. Not that much, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys
think
it?
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
The whole scene looked good, like the Horton Center, and you know, looks like an improvement anyway.
Yeah.
That does. I thought.
Yeah. Let's hope. Yeah.
I know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, even though
I like
I'm
Jack
not
falling
like,
down out of the what he fell off, fell in the
that
cake
was
and
funny.
Said, "Hi, Jennifer." Yeah,
I love
that. Was Jack. Uh huh.
Oh,
I don't know about
Carrie
and Austin. We'll wait and see on that.
I can hardly wait until Daniel is off with Jennifer. That's all I'm looking forward to on that front.
Yeah.
No pun intended. No.
Yeah, I kind of got the feeling watching it that Daniel and Daniel and Melanie aren't going anywhere, which kind of really disappointed me. And and then the part about John getting arrested. Have you guys read the spoiler? Why he gets arrested?
No.
We don't know why yet.
No, there's a spoiler out there that says why. That he's stealing old people's pensions or something.
I saw that too, and I didn't know what the heck they were talking
Get
about.
Out.
I was like,
really?
Yeah.
I saw something about pensions, and I was like,
John
what?
Black.
Wasn't John Black like a multimillionaire or billionaire? I mean,
why would he? Yeah, what was he? Yeah, isn't he a billionaire or something?
He's a kleptomaniac.
John is.
Can't keep his hands off of his pension.
Oh, his point is John an investment advisor or stockbroker. I mean, he was what was Basic Black? Was that a clothing design or was that a publication? I can't remember. Was it?
That was clothing.
Basic Black was like
that was clothing.
I don't remember if they had a magazine or not. They might have.
Titan Publishing had the magazine.
I thought they were competing
Titan,
with Titan.
I saw Victor, so it must have. I don't remember.
Basic Black, I thought, was
but
what?
He does.
Did he
I mean,
help
he
start out
have,
for Bell?
Well, he's supposed
maybe
to
she
have designed expensive computer experience. So maybe while he was laid up, he was bored or something.
Maybe.
He downloaded an app on his iPhone called Steal the Pensions. He thought he was playing a game. You know, it was totally innocent.
Well, I'm sure it's going to come up to be some stupid ISA thing where he's, you know, really out to get the demurrers or something in. Because, you know, it's
what it really was Stefano switched from stealing organs to stealing pensions or something.
Yeah, maybe it has something to do with EJ running for mayor. I don't know. I just, so far, the more I see of the new writers, I'm not all that thrilled. I get the impression that it's going to be a better written version of what we have now, black and white.
Angela was saying that
John Marlena and the Bradys are going to be all good no matter what they do.
I'm anxious to see if John Squint returns or if that's going to be put to rest forever.
Well, that's the
eyebrow.
I suspect I suspect we're going to see a lot of eyebrow and squinting. Because the
eyebrow.
Old John is back. Well, sadly, we don't get the new John because he got his
memory.
I love the new John. Well, at least the new John was different and amusing and had great lines.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't act like such a hypocrite. I suspect the hypocrite is back, which just isn't.
Oh,
just kind of pissed me off.
So, Madeline, how'd you live those Will and Gabby love scenes? You probably didn't see those, did you?
No, they were like sandwiched right in between the EJ and Chad scenes. So, yeah, I saw some of them.
Yeah.
But sadly, I didn't watch the part. I got to go back and watch the part where Will tells Rafe off, because that I got to see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I only got to a certain point in the script, in the show before I had to quit watching it. So I'm going to go back and watch that one.
Yeah. Well, that was back on what, Tuesday or something?
Wednesday.
That was the only day I watched. And I only watched bits of it, I'm afraid, because I watched it. It was.
Oh, I must have been watching the Afterglow episode, because then it's like.
Will said something about, you're not my father. He says, well, I'm Gabby's brother. I said, well, that's a weird arrangement.
Yeah, Gabby's brother, even though Gabby is over 18.
Dating years.
If my
brother
had castled my boyfriend when I was over 18,
sister.
I would have told him to go to hell.
Yeah.
Seriously.
None of my brother's damn business who I sleep with when I'm of age.
Yeah.
Big brother who lets his
brothers get
run over because he was too interested in covering up his wife's felony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, when you put it that way.
Sorry, there's really little. It's just. You know, the way they've written Rafe, there is no way to make him look a hero. There just isn't. He's done too much crap.
You mean using four-year-olds to pimp him isn't making him look like a hero? Come on, Madeline.
Yeah. Sorry.
You mean if everyone says, I the episode that I was
watching, the man who used Afterglow.
And then they said,
He can't live with the fact that his ex-lover is more interested in marrying someone else. It's just, you know, I'm sorry.
Well, and then there was a scene at the police station where they said something like, Hernandez found some fibers. I was like, oh, my gosh, or something like that. I'm like, okay, Hernandez to the rescue again. Well, here we go.
Well, I'll be curious to see come the 15th if everybody is still Hernandez this and Hernandez that. Because if that's the case, man, I don't care how character-driven they make this show. It isn't going to work. There's no way to... Sadly, I don't see him going anywhere either. Since these two writers were writing for passion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least we're hoping we won't get two of them. At least we got rid of one of them. Thank God. Sadly, not the one that was the more entertaining.
Well, until he killed Faye,
I was all ready for
Rafe Dose to be the real, you know, to stay until he killed Faye. Then I was like, no, can't do it. No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now you both have to go. Oh well. Anything else? I'm trying to think what else happened.
Yeah, so am I. Maggie got shot. The best part was the mirrors fight. The big, you know, that was exciting.
Good.
The mirror fighting.
It was nice to hear Tony's name again. That was real. Honestly, that's why I watched, because I heard that they were gonna.
Oh.
And Chad and EJ are good together. They are.
Yeah, they are.
He's doing a good job as Chad. They are good together. Yeah.
I just
and
really
honestly,
hope
I mean,
new writers realize that, you know, Demers are the best actors. actors on the show, and could they please do something with them besides?
They are. They're the three. They're the best ones on the show. Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on the rest of it. What about Brady and Nicole? What was Nicole doing this week? I didn't really see much of her.
Putting up a table.
They're kind of inching getting back together there.
Oh, no, she was
there.
She was with Brady, trying to talk Brady out of being stupid.
Okay.
I think it kind of ended with him planning something. He's still planning something.
And making him drink.
Yeah. He's already there.
When Brady first went like this, I liked him, but now I'm starting to get a little bored with him like this. So I think it's just because and they're not really doing anything with it.
Right.
I mean, he's
And when he wears a shirt, that takes out a lot more motivation.
Yeah.
I would have to bring the superficial.
Take your shirt off.
It has to happen.
Sadly, they have all the wrong
people
with their
shirts. They have like actors' notes, and I'd be like over there going, this scene would be so much more effective with you half naked. Why don't you try that?
Dave hasn't taken his shirt off in a while.
Well, we got two episodes back to back where he was wearing the same, like no shirt. So that was fun. While he was in all these scenes with men, I was like, you got to know they're like standing there going, this feels really weird standing next to this guy with no shirt on.
What's the last time?
Days.
When's the last time EJ had his shirt off? Probably with Taylor.
Exactly. I just said.
EJ hasn't had his shirt off forever. No.
We have to keep replaying the scene.
Brady never has his shirt off, but now I have to watch Sean Christian without his shirt. Oh, my God.
Yeah. God, when EJ first came on the show, that's how he came on the show. That's how he was introduced with the towel.
And we have to keep replaying that scene without a towel.
Sadly,
and now,
he minus towel part.
And he always had his shirt off. When he first came on.
No.
Maybe that's in his contract now. maybe he had that written in, like, do not make me take off my shirt every day. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe we can get some Patrick Muldoon without his shirt. I remember what he used to look like without his shirt.
Check that. See, and I've seen pictures of him, but I'm not familiar with him playing the character. So, because I skipped Days for like a decade, so I missed that part.
Yeah.
So
he was just, I liked him.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I did like the Austin character better with him.
He was Austin for the majority of the '90s I watched, except for the latter half of '95 when he left. Man, I started fast forwarding Austin and Carrie. Yeah. That was it for me. When he left, because he was the only interesting part of it. I mean, Christy Clark is gorgeous, but they just made her character.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they're in 95.
I was rooting for Sammy to just make a fool.
Maybe we'll get some Sammy Carrie fights. That'd be cool.
They're supposed to be the two. I would like to, too. I'd like to see them write Sammy back to the way she ought to be, but I just don't see that happening.
I've kind of heard rumors that that's going to happen.
As long as she's with Rafe, I hope so. I really hope so. That would give me
I've seen some little indications of that out there. So maybe so. So now if Sammy's back
in the spoiler,
we were talking that they had that she has some sort of health scare or something, Sammy does, and I couldn't help but think, how awesome would it be if Clowndery showed up again while she was in the hospital? That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
I'm just thankful she's not going to be
Clowndery.
Pregnant again.
We need Clowndery back.
A space baby would really make me want Andre back. I've never been in for baby killing on soaps, but that's
a safe baby coming from safe sex is an oxymoron. I mean, before that baby, he's just a moron.
He's just
a moron. He's just a moron. But it's an oxymoron. And besides, EJ's the one with the magic seed. Why hasn't he been using that lately? I want to know.
Yeah, he
did. Please. We do not want Taylor to have a baby.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I just realized what I said. Whoa, that was not right.
Whoa.
Nice save,
so
Madeline.
He's gonna be, and besides, he only seems to be magic when it comes to Sammy, because Nicole still
yeah.
hasn't
have
had
mad,
another miracle baby.
They have mad chemistry. Well, she did. Well, he did get her pregnant, too. It's just she lost the baby. But.
Yeah, and the first time, and then she lost it, and now.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, guess we'll have to see how it goes.
I know, I'm just not very excited. The more I see about what's coming, I just the less excited I get. I hope they surprise
me. I'm curious.
I've been watching lots of 2007 in the last couple of weeks to keep my
you're rock and roll. Is it rock and roll? Is that what it's
called, Marianne? I tweeted your rock and Demira's rock and roll today, 45 online. But I tweeted it to Teo too. I said, "Remember these wild and crazy days." So,
oh my gosh,
yeah.
I had such a smile on my face watching that. Was awesome.
Yes.
I made that while I was on vacation.
Uh-huh. Oh, and somebody tweeted your American Pie to Days 45 when they were asking for your favorite, you know, montages or whatever. I saw that, yeah. And I think they retweeted it or something, too, Days 45, or they made a comment on it. So, yeah.
So I'll have to go look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were they asking for videos?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they'll ask, like, different questions. Like, they're real interactive with the fans. They'll ask for different things.
I love that. You know, and Days 45 Online has a personality, too. I wish I knew what their name was, but...
Because they've tweeted back to me a couple of times. So.
Yeah, they have a good personality. And I know Save Jack and Jen is big, they're big fans of hers.
Yeah, they tweeted her a lot. And Angela, too. Yeah, Angela, too.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she retweeted the Mirror Rock and Roll thing, too, a couple of times to them, too, after I tweeted too. I've been getting a lot of comments on that, too. People have been retweeting that. Yeah. You know.
See what you missed, Madeline? They're not, were your ears burning earlier today?
Again. Everybody was talking about you.
Like, if you're in class teaching and all of a sudden you, like, get this feeling, it's probably because somebody's watching one of your montages on Twitter.
Yeah.
No,
so, Madeline, I was
kidding. I barely have time to think. My day goes very fast, I'll say that.
I saw that Demira Rock.
Day.
Yeah. I saw you Demira Rock and Roll, and then I had to read your other ones. Yeah.
Ah.
I had to watch your other ones, like, you know.
My favorite 2007 one is the one where, is the other one. The one with I used Andrea Bocelli.
That's a good one, yeah.
The one.
And I had to watch your Sweet Dreams
darker.
One again, too.
It's not as fun. It's got John's funeral and. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tweet that later. Wow, somebody used American Pie. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have anything on your list?
Good one.
Anything else on your list? I'm trying to think.
Marianne was talking about Roman before Madeline came on. Yeah, I don't get that. Roman puts Rafe on the investigation. Rafe so far has done Jack and Squat this entire week. Beau and Hope are doing all the work. And, I made a comment on Twitter. I think Roman's right. They never convict anybody on Days anyway, so what's the point of doing an investigation? That's a big waste of money.
Well, and every time they get the demerits, so they screw up at the last minute, so that, they can't put them in jail, because we can't have a storyline with somebody in jail. I don't get that. Please explain that to me.
Well, they have
in jail. We can't have scenes.
Hope and Nicole were both in jail. I guess maybe only women can be arrested. I don't know.
You could have an interesting. You could still have an interesting storyline with them in jail. You could be doing all sorts of things. They're mobsters. It's not like they don't have ways to do things, even though they're in jail. I guess we don't have a jail set, or it's expensive to put up or something, I guess.
We had one. We had one during the Hope storyline and the Nicole storyline.
Maybe they dismantled it to make something.
And they had it during the time that, what was it, Stefano was in jail with some, but who was he in jail with at the same time? I can't remember.
No, but that was back when Ed Scott was produced.
Yeah. So they do have like a little jail thing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they haven't used it recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to get to see some new sets and stuff. That should be fun.
Yeah, I will have to say the set looked
The
set in the preview looked pretty amazing, and the lighting is in the hair and costume work looks light years better.
Yeah.
Than it has.
So,
I just hope the writing matches it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, no. Who's the not Ming? Who's the other guy? No,
Maxim.
Yeah, obviously he learned something from Eska, and he's going back to using it. That's good.
Noel's good. Everything I've heard about Noel Maxim is good.
Well, anybody who Ed Scott trained, I think is going to be good.
True. Uh oh, somebody's yawning. I think it's time to wrap up. Mary Ann,
that wasn't me.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't me this time. That was Carrie.
That was not
that was
me.
Good.
I wasn't yawning. That was not me.
I was Madeline. Oh, okay. I know
no,
it wasn't
that
me.
Was,
it usually
yeah,
is
that
me.
Was like,
we slept in
and that was
the day,
like
so I wouldn't
hours.
Be tired.
And that was 6 hours ahead of us, so she or behind us.
Oh,
so she's like,
yeah,
the afternoon.
Early here.
Jeez.
Early here, and I slept till noon. So
time for your
cold.
Nap.
Till noon. Wow.
Well, it's been a long, long week. So the last couple nights I went to bed like at 8 o'clock, which is unheard of for me.
Oh,
wow. Oh wow. Yeah.
Come home, eat dinner, sit and read for a while and fall asleep. It's embarrassing.
That's too funny. Yeah, I'm still having insomnia, so for some reason or another I'm usually up between 2 and 6 AM.
Yeah, that happens to me too.
Go to your kids' class and volunteer for about 6 hours, and I can guarantee you'll go to sleep that night.
There you go.
I think I'd rather skip that. I could never make it as a teacher. I would last about 10 minutes, and I'd be like, "F you guys, I'm out of here. I'm done." I mean, I just can't take it. I mean, you know, I can just have 2 kids, and that's plenty.
How many kids are about? What's the average number of kids in their class? Like 20? 25?
Well, my kid's in private school. My oldest will be in fifth grade. He's
okay,
having,
I don't
want to
know that.
Kids.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, eight kids
like 15,
in fifth grade. And my little one, in his first grade class, he's going to have 23 kids, but the teacher's also having a full-time assistant. So that's nice.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about the Bay. Did you guys watch any of the Far From the Bay stuff? So I did finish watching it all.
No, I meant to. I watched the first one, and I haven't gotten to the rest of them. So,
Sarah
Garrett's son, right?
Yeah.
The first one didn't really work up the interest.
But I want to get caught up before the second season starts.
Mary Beth is in
the last one, wasn't she?
She's in the last one. Yeah, the first three were kind of dumb. It was mostly the whole crossover stuff with the other online soaps. But the last three were really good. You have to watch the one with Anna Holbrook, who played as Charlene on Another World. That was actually, she was in the sixth
That's
and the seventh one. Yeah,
oh,
she was
like
really,
her.
Really great.
I remember her. Didn't she have, like, long hair? Like, she had pulled back a lot. I think I remember her.
Yeah, long blonde hair.
She was a blonde.
Yeah, she was blonde. Yes. Yeah, she was married to John.
He had a beard, right? Yeah.
Yeah, John had a beard, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked them.
And he was a doctor.
So Anna Holbrook's on, she's on the Bay?
Yeah, she's on Far From the Rage. She's Peter's aunt. Like,
oh,
I guess.
Okay.
Well, Peter's adopted mother's sister.
Oh, okay.
So, and the last episode has Kimberlyn Brown on there from Young and Restless and Bold Beautiful.
Yeah.
She plays Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was nice. She's actually playing a character. Yeah, she's playing a character that's not Looney Tunes. I mean, you know, she's actually playing a character that's normal. So,
yeah, all is not as it seems.
Yeah.
When does the regular season start up again?
They're filming
now.
Matt Ashford's Facebook page, by the way, is back up. So Keith, mm-hmm. anybody didn't know. And I think Carol from the Bay, she tweeted a picture of Matthew on the set of the Bay. So they're filming now. I'm not sure when the new season's going to start, but I'm pretty excited about it. And Matthew is in a musical this week in Sacramento called I Do, I Do. So
did I read that that's with his wife?
Oh, and speaking of that, I don't know if you guys, you know, Linda, Madeline knows Linda.
Yeah.
My friend Linda from California, where her daughter has met Matt, and she does the hair and makeup for the show.
Oh, that's cool. I do.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, because Linda's been talking to me, and her daughter Sarah, you know, has met Matt, and she's been doing, so, but that was
neat.
She said she's going to try to get us a couple
Hollywood.
Pictures. She's going to try to get us a couple pictures if she can. So I said, yeah, that would be great if she could.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, she might. Yeah, or her, from her daughter. So we'll have to see.
So what's the theory on Jack's hair being so long? And that in his when he comes back, has he been held captive or?
I'm thinking. I bet you that's what
he's
been
on a walkabout. Then I guess. He would have long hair since he hasn't been shaving.
I thought that was just a cover for him being. I was hoping he'd be locked up somewhere.
I hope there's an excuse of why. Other than him just.
Why he's being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Wiki Days knows what's going on. I can't see the chat room, but I'm assuming that she's probably saying something right now.
I hope
they're not
going
to write him like they did in 2000.
They're still talking about Charlene from another role. The Bay, if you don't want to know, if you want to watch and don't hear the spoiler, don't listen to the last few seconds, I'm going to say. Basically, it turns out, I thought it was insinuated that Peter's adopted mother was dead. And it turns out she's not. And she was put into a mental institution for the past 10 years, basically since he was taken from her by Sarah. Mm. Basically, Sarah, I guess, didn't consent for her baby to be adopted. So, I mean, So basically, this woman has no legal standing to keep him. And so he goes to the sanitarium where she's at, and Kimberlyn Brown's character lets him visit, and she's in a catatonic state. She's just kind of sitting there, just rocking back and forth, not doing anything, and they reconnect. That was kind of the end of it. So Peter reconnects with his adoptive mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm assuming the Bay's going to pick up after that, you know, whether or not, what's going on with Peter and Sarah, or if Peter's going to stay with his mom and New York or not. So, that was it.
Cool.
So, here we go. Save Jack and Jen. Our Wiki Days posted. Missy stated that once Jennifer finds out what Jack has really been doing, she forgives him, but is still torn.
So they did redeem Jack.
Well, obviously, then he's not been on a walkabout.
Jen, back away from the orange glow. Back away.
Oh, we knew that.
Jen, go away from the orange glow, please. Because I don't want to see Tanifer one more time. I really don't. I just cannot stand that whole pairing. I love Missy, though. I mean, but I just don't like that pairing at all.
I can't pretty much
stand anybody. I don't think anyone does.
So. How about Carly and Quinn? I saw.
Oh, well, I was just saying that, we're talking about that.
For the Carly is
the
interesting
chemistry
to me. It's just like,
yes,
I never know that would happen.
I could take her with Quinn.
Well,
yeah.
It helps when some hot Australian guy is in, like, a shirtless scene with her. I mean, that does help.
The weird part
no,
was,
have,
that
she was
all of
yeah
those scenes with the two of them
they
made
were good
me
together.
Well,
yeah,
yeah, but she didn't seem like Carly. She seemed like Olivia on GL.
Yeah.
So those scenes reminded me exactly of Olivia. Before
I didn't watch that show.
Her,
I didn't know. I'd never saw her as Olivia, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Well, Olivia's Carly with an attitude. And a past, a really nasty
mm-hmm
past with things that she's done that, you know, would mm-hmm make Lauren blush. So, but she, the acting, I guess, maybe it was just that, and the set they had her on reminded me a lot of Olivia's bedroom
mm-hmm
on GL. For some reason, the way it was made up.
Maybe with the budget they have that BYOS, bring your own sheet.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
Or bring your own set. That could be
actually the
you're
set
like,
also
hey,
looked like
hey, look, guys, like I got this set. It was like in a dumpster. Like, it happened to be next to the guy who
was the set. It was the set that they had Anna and Rafe in when Rafe was trying to,
oh,
you know, when she was
yeah
supposed to be in South America and
oh yeah,
and he was trying to get information out of her. I know that's the bedroom.
Yeah,
yeah. So we just done up different.
Oh, funny,
so. But. Yeah, she's actually kind of, I'm actually kind of interested in the storyline. And I know it's mostly Quinn, you're right.
Yeah, come on, just admit it, Madeline.
It is. It's Quinn.
Carly who? Oh, yeah, that lady in the bed. That's right.
Yeah.
No,
whether,
I hear what you're saying,
I'm sure
though.
I could not care less about whether yeah she's going through whatever. But, well, and it's making Quinn, it's, you know, bringing out, it was interesting
right
to have her, you know, they're sitting there talking about her son
nurturing
her and,
yeah,
and here's Quinn, whose mother walked out on him, trying
yeah
to get it over again, and that, you know, it's making him more interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I'm kind of glad they're
definitely better than the temp story with
yeah
Chloe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still going though? Isn't it?
Oh yeah, he's still trying to control her schedule.
Yeah.
Her schedule.
But he's supposed
yeah
to be. Isn't he supposed? Isn't Kate paying him to ruin Carly?
Oh no, he paid her back. He gave her back his money and he said, "Here's all the money you paid me. I don't want to have anything to do with you."
And I'm sure she's pissed off at him, right?
Oh yeah. So
okay,
she went rogue and she tried to get one of his clients to show up at Chloe's performance and talk about her other performance near the social worker that was going to be attending. And I don't know what happened. Did that all? I know the John told Quinn about it, and so that's when I think that's when I'm not sure, but I think that's when Quinn went back to her and just said, "Here's your money back. I don't want to have anything to do with you. You don't do that to my clients and to my, you know, my employees and everything."
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know.
And has Vivian found out he was working for Kate?
Oh no, she doesn't know this yet.
No.
She doesn't know that Carly's
know about
in his
Carly
bed either. It's kind
yeah
of a shame because that story is actually starting to get interesting now, just as we
yeah
know it's going to end.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind
is
of
Vivian
like the dynamic.
I haven't seen Vivian in forever. I mean, even in the
spoiler. She was on the week before. She was on with Quinn quite a few times, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a Vivian exit storyline spoiler. Did you guys see
oh
it from TV Guide?
Well, I heard there was one, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, Yvonne comes back, and he offers her to do Bollywood movies in India.
Oh, you're
kidding
me.
I'm glad he's coming back for her.
Well, at least
so
we get to see Yvonne.
Yeah, and Louise Terrell is pissed and thinks the storyline is stupid and makes her character look
stupid.
Well, it is. You know,
it is stupid. I agree with her. It is.
I agree.
Yeah, Louise is not happy.
Everything Louise said, I have to agree with, but whatever.
Yeah. For somebody who played her and her character on Santa Barbara that were just the two most amazing, sophisticated, wicked women,
mm-hmm.
for her to go out that way is criminal. It's just bad.
Yeah.
It's just
Vivian
bad
is written right, which she hadn't
away.
Been.
Come on. It's just... Oh. And these are the new writers. That doesn't give me... That is not giving me very much.
Well, they were probably trying to wrap stuff up. They were probably told who was going to be leaving, and they probably just had to wrap it up, you know. But, yeah, that's an interesting choice.
I'm sorry. No, that just doesn't do it for me. That shows me, that tells me these are passion writers. You want to come in with a bang. You don't want to just get rid of them. You want to show that you're, sorry. That's sorry, I'm being a Debbie Downer, I know.
Do you think we're ever going to find out who Quinn's father is? Since he's coming back, and Chloe's probably going to come back eventually, maybe after Nadia's finished with her movie or whatever. Do you think we're ever going to find out who...
Tell me Chloe's not coming back. I'm happy she's leaving.
No, I've heard that she might be coming back. Chloe, yeah. I don't know. Quinn's,
Well, I'd like to see who...
maybe eventually.
Cool. Maybe they could have... He's a little too not dark enough to be Quentin's father, but maybe the guy playing who used to play Robert Scorpio could come.
Tristan
mm-hmm.
Rogers.
He's on Y&R though.
He's on Y&R. I don't know why he'd bother coming today.
That'd
be dumb.
He'll stay where he is.
Wiki Days is saying that she heard Nadia will be back in December.
December. Oh, December.
Sorry, I like Nadia.
Well, she's not going to be gone
sure
for long.
Nadia is a very nice person, but Chloe is like watching my leg get dirty. I'm sorry.
Chloe just basically is a hot mess. That's all she is.
Yeah,
she's nothing but a hot mess.
If she comes back, they just need to overhaul her character.
I am not interested in Chloe in the least.
No. Not me either. Oh, and Wiki Days is saying she doesn't know if that's filming or airing in the summer. So, let's hope it's filming.
Bringing in your least interesting people for the lowest rated...
Wait, what is that, Kim?
The show is against the lowest rating. Okay.
Wiki Days is saying she doesn't know if Nadia's filming. If we don't, she doesn't know if Nadia's filming in December or if she's airing in December. So, I don't know. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's disappointing.
I mean, all the people they could bring back.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do with Chloe? I mean, let's bring her back for Brady, but I really want Brady and Nicole to get together, but they're throwing Brady
too.
And Madison.
The way James Scott was talking right after these writers got hired in last summer in L.A. kind of made it sound like Dee Jolie might happen again.
Oh, no. I was on film the first time.
Joey?
EJ Nicole.
EJ Nicole.
Come on, they need to just put her with Brady. They're so good together.
They need to put her with Brady, and they need to find. They either need to fix Sammy, or they need to bring in a cutthroat person for EJ because there's nobody. I mean, I don't know. I liked him with Nicole, okay, but they've ruined
it. I did too.
I don't know if they can fix it at this point. EJ running for mayor thing, I mean, that's just gotten me scratching my head. That really makes absolutely no flipping sense at all whatsoever. I mean,
no. I don't know where that came from.
Can you imagine? I'm just being able to vote
well,
for
them. This is just a guess, but I'm thinking that they're trying. I mean, Dina has ripped his character so far to shreds that he comes
right.
off as stupid, and I think they're trying to give him a little bit of his dignity back. It may turn out he's supposed to be the villain, but even so, he still needs his smarts back, and it's been so long at this point that. You know, they're going to have to do something. And I'm not sure where they're going with this either, but at least he looked. That was one of the few high points of that preview for me. But I feel like they're at least going to do that for him. I still think they're going to make the Daenerys look the villains, but, which doesn't really interest me. But if they at least make him smart while they're doing it, that would be something.
Oh, Wiki Days wants everybody to know it's a rumor about Nadia. Not a fact yet, so but it's Dace, so you know it's pretty much a fact. So anyway, our 50th episode's coming to a close. Do you have any parting shots?
Send gold for our 50th anniversary. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, send gold.
Parting shots.
No,
I think that's pretty much.
You know, right?
Out of ideas.
Whatever happens, I'm glad Dina is gone.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank
you. Yeah. Wait for September. Wake me in September. So.
We
only have another week before the rewrites start.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
At least they're going to, that's something to give you some indication of maybe what's going on at the end of next week. One more week and then. You know, maybe we'll get something a little better.
Okay, well, I would like to thank everybody in chat room for showing up for our 50th episode, and thank you. Thanks to Angela for calling in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And for Miss Madeline.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
She was on the beginning. And Miss Madeline Marianne have been here from day one. Thank you, God. Thank you guys so much.
Okay.
Yes. And our dear Miss Anna.
Looking forward to the next 50.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Yeah, it took us 2 years to get to 50. I mean, holy cow.
Well, we weren't doing them every week, though.
And
we weren't.
The next 50 aren't going to take so long.
Oh, Madeline, I don't know if you checked your email or not. We looks like we have an interview coming up soon, but I didn't know yet who it is. Yeah,
okay.
He said yes. We're just waiting for the date, so maybe next week, I'm thinking. So,
well, if
it's
Friday, I have a date holiday. That would be something. If it's not, then I'm out of it. I won't be able to come, I don't think, because I haven't been getting home very early.
Oh.
I've got another couple weeks of... I think staying late every day and going in on weekends.
Aww.
I know, it's not fun, but once Labor Day hits, I think, when everybody else is just starting. I came home and told my hubby, well, that's 2 weeks. I've only got 7 more and I get a whole week off. We're already counting down.
Already counting down.
I really do like what I do.
Yes.
Really? Really, I do. I do. I just, very stressful at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, well, God bless you for doing it, seriously, because you
do definitely.
Very important work. Yes, you do.
Very important. Well, I only do it because it's fun and I'm never bored.
There you go.
That's true.
So.
Okay.
Everything we need. The money.
All right. Night, night. Okay.
That's true. Okay. We're not sure if we're having a show yet next week or not, but I can't make it. So we'll see. We can drudge up 3 people. Yeah. Marianne
well,
and are having.
Weekend, so I'll be around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can be there. I just. Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody
all
runs
right, well,
other than. Okay, guys. It
all
was
right,
great.
Take care. Night, night.
Bye, everybody.
Night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.